Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for you and people in the world live more in peace and brighten life, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, in the last Dharma Talk was really end of the 13 steps of the visualizing image meditation, which is called Meditation Sutra. Well, the 13 steps of the meditation, image meditation, has finished, though there is a sutra, some are part in the end are still there, which is the ninth step of the Puran, and it explains what kind of people will go which level of the Puran. Well, it's from the altogether nine steps. Well, I just want to share just one part as which is most important in this part of the sutra. I believe this is the most important part of this last part of this meditation sutra, which is about the highest Puran, is the nine steps. Ninth stage is that you need three hearts to be born in this stage, which is the first one is the supreme sincerity heart, which is called Shijoshin in Japanese or in Buddhism. And next, second one is deep faith. And the third one is the wish of the transference. And usually, say if you go to study Buddhism, usually they will explain you based on the Shintao's interpretation. Shintao is the master of the Chinese Puran, or founder of the Chinese Puran Buddhism. I guess it's about more than 1,300 years ago. And the reason why I picked up this part is because what I want to say, we should not just blindly follow the old master's interpretation. No, I mean we shouldn't be lazy to discover from our experience what should be the interpretation for now and the future. If we are going to pass this wisdom of this ancient wisdom, we need clearly our own experience to prove it that it is true. Otherwise, if we just follow the words or what we have taught, it is just knowledge, and knowledge has no meaning for the enlightenment or to the rescued spirit, etc. Well, what is sincerity? Supreme sincerity heart. Shinto said it's the truth heart, the true heart. What is a deep faith? The Shinto said it's, there's two kind of deep faith. The one is that think that one might one's self will never ever be able to enlightenment and or to be born in the pure land because so full of karma. And at the same time have a faith that Amida Buddha is the one who rescue the one who are full of karma and never be able to gain enlightenment and or born in the pure land. And the third one is really traditional interpretation is have a wish that all your practice will be transferred as a merit to rebirth to Pure Land, to be born in Pure Land. Well, the Supreme Sincerity Heart or True Heart, when that will be revealed, True Heart, only the moment of one moment before death, before dying, or even after death, the true heart will be revealed. So as I said in several Dharma talk before, to live as moment to moment of the death and rebirth, which means live like you are already dead and live like as you are already in the pure land. And that's why you can fully live. Then there'll be never back off, there'll be never waste of time in your life. Well, save energy is equal to waste your time. Not saving energy, but fully live. That's not waste of time. You can live in that way of living. And the third one is the wish of the transference. Then let's remember the transference of the returning back, Genso Echo, which means that after you are born in Pure Land, next moment, you have to come back to this human world, and to take others, take them to the Pure Land, infinite world of infinite joy. And that has to be the reason why you wish to reverse to you wish to live in the Pure Land. Master Eckhart said, live as a dead person. It means this. It's equal to fully live. When the prayers for others will become your subconsciousness, which means repeatedly in your subconsciousness that you're praying for others. And in this state of the heart, the way of living will be the free living, not to waste any time. And very lively and very refreshingly, you can live by keep receiving the energy from the great spirit of the universe. So, fully live as you already in the pure land, and moment to moment create your faith for the future, and that all come from those all come from the wish of others to be born in a pure land. With these three hearts, then it is a state of the heart of the ninth step of the pure and infinite joy. May you live fully with the heart of the prayer, subconsciously all the time wishing the happiness of others, and moment to moment to create your faith to the future, and let your life fully meaningful, then all the light will show illuminate your existence, because the bodhisattvas, guardian bodhisattvas, guardian devas, guardian buddhas are surrounding you and supporting you. May you live with a shining heart, as a shining existence, together with all those the joyful devas, the happy bodhisattvas, guardian bodhisattvas, and the wisdom buddhas.